Jezu Kriste, Synu Boží, Pani nebeského zvon.
Dal Wilson is a member of the Moravian Brothers in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a city where the church has a strong tradition. Mr. Wilson is an expert on the Moravian Brothers and is planning a documentary about their origins in what is now the Czech Republic. He offers a potted history of the Protestant denomination, starting with how they found shelter in the free town of Herrnhut in Saxony in the 18th century.
The Moravian Brothers came from a small group of people who smuggled out of Brno, essentially, from the parish of Comenius. And they took with them the rules of order, which were very important. First, they went into Saxony. They were given some land by a Saxon count who helped them survive by using his lawyer skills and his diplomatic skills and his family connections with the King of Denmark especially. So that gave them an opportunity to set up communities, which were literally built from scratch. They walked into a forest, felled trees, and built towns all over Europe, all over Scandinavia, in Greenland, in North America, through the Caribbean and Africa, and actually as far as Tibet.
The Moravian Brothers also established themselves in North Carolina in the early part of the 18th century.
Their reputation as community builders was so strong that they were asked by the British Lord Granville to take 100,000 acres of land at an extremely good price. He even reduced it in order to entice them to go there. And a small group of men arrived first, a surveyor, and they explored the country, and they said the town, which they called Beth Abra, would be at this point, and our plan for expansion is to set up other towns and we will go. So that was the beginning of the town that I am from, which was established before the Revolutionary War and now is the third largest city in North Carolina, a very prosperous place where the Moravian tradition is strong. It's part of the history of North Carolina that Moravians founded the state, and they were an example of how to make a community work.
According to Dal Wilson, the strength of the Moravian Brothers community in Winston-Salem today builds on the church's success on the old continent.
The town itself is around 300,000 or 400,000 people, and a good percentage of that is the Moravian community, be they of Czech descent or the others who came with the Moravian diaspora. So what I mean is that the Moravians were extremely popular. Their solution for living was extremely popular. Even in the early 1700s, their new community in Saxony called Herrnhut was getting 100 fan letters a day. So they were getting a huge amount of attention. The church they represent was the second most popular denomination in Europe before the suppression in the 1600s. So there were people in Denmark who loved this. There were people in France who loved this. And so these people joined.
It seems the Moravian Brothers also made an impact on American culture. Author James Fenimore Cooper based the Indians in The Last of the Mohicans on the work of a British-born Moravian missionary named John Heckwelder. And in the series of which the book is part, The Leather Stocking Tales, a Moravian missionary appears.
One of the early novels in American literature, The Last Mohican, was a Moravian. And his story about being joining the Moravians is interesting. A Moravian missionary appeared, very tired, actually collapsed from exhaustion right in front of him, and he says, "I looked at this man and I thought, I should kill this man. We've had all these people talking about God. What do they have to tell us about that?" But there was something in this beyond language, beyond just the human connection of kindness and friendliness that marks the Comenius tradition that made him stay his hand. And he kept him alive and they started talking and that became literature.
Getting back to the beginnings of the Protestant denomination in America, they had considered establishing a base in Georgia, but found conditions in the state difficult.
The first settlement was attempted in Georgia, and there were so much mosquitoes and different problems, problems with the Spanish, problems with this and that, that they relocated to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is not far from Pennsylvania and not far from New York. So a series of towns were set up, and then in North Carolina, a series of towns were set up, and then now they go, they went into Labrador, they went into Canada, they went into the Midwest, they went into Alaska.
Dal Wilson says the Moravian Brothers ethos has also caught on rather further afield.
They went as far as Tibet, they went to Africa, they went to South America, and they set up communities everywhere. And the people in these communities, have some of them lived for 300 years under the Moravian rules of order. So are they Czech? No, they're the Caribbean people. They're the African people who find that this way of cooperative living, of not worrying about what people have in their minds about their ideas of theology, but actually working with them to cooperate in living, is successful everywhere.
Wilson has visited the birthplace of the Moravian Brothers in the past and is actually working on a film about the denomination's beginnings.
I have been in the Czech Republic a number of times, and I am going to be in Moravia in February, where I'm going to continue my musical and film compositions and work on the documentary about these people and where they come from. I want to visit the villages that they emerged out of, that they talk about walking to. In those days, they were walking from Brno to Copenhagen, and it's amazing that they survived. So I'm being in the Czech Republic is a revelation to me, because happily it lacks the elements of the Puritan group that also came into America and was always something to guard against, I think.
And Dal Wilson offers an example of the kind of relatively laid-back behavior that makes the Czech Republic appeal to him.
The first time I went to Prague, I saw them selling alcohol to, I think a kid picked up a carton of cigarettes and some vodka for his parents, and this would cause a heart attack of the entire state of North Carolina with 6 million people. So that kind of silliness is a huge waste of human energy, and so is the, I would say, an over-involvement of about what people think on any level, theological or otherwise. We all have this life, we all have this experiment to make to find out what really works and what doesn't, and to have the freedom to explore and the freedom to solve and the emphasis on honestly cooperating with each other creates the best conditions for human success, because the planet will provide many challenges, geology will provide challenges. There are meteors in outer space. We have a lot of things to really focus on protecting ourselves against, and human beings are the only true cooperation we can create. And that's the Moravian, the Czech tradition as in its core.
And that edition of Panorama by Ian Willoughby brings us to the end of today's program.